What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just got out of class. About to cook me a little dinner.
So how's
What's
school?
going on with you?
Not much. How's school been going?
It's terrible. Terrible. Hate it. I cannot stand it. I'm retaking a math class because I failed it last term because it just was too much work, honestly. But I'm zoned back in, so hopefully I get it back together.
It ought to pay off in the end.
Yeah, that's my only thing. It's like, okay, King, got it. It'll pay off in the end. So just lock in and I'll be all right.
Yep. So we ain't heard from you in a minute. With the listener letter we had last week, I guess she rewrote it. She wrote it, and I got the letter Saturday, and I guess she got the results back from a baby
DNA
that,
test.
yeah, from the So we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Okay. From what I heard from it was that she was debating on whether she should tell her baby daddy that it could possibly be somebody else, but now it's something different.
Yeah, she was debating what she should she tell him before she get the DNA test on the other guy. So I basically the advice I gave, I was like, "Hey, look, why ruin somebody's life? Find out
Right.
before you do it." And and she did that, and she didn't have to tell her baby daddy that the baby wasn't his because being well, I'm telling the story. My
I'm telling the
bad.
story.
But
Tell me what's happening.
she liked my advice. But we'll get into it when Jordan get on.
Okay, sounds good.
You have anything going on in social media?
Yeah, so Tupac Shakur's killer supposedly, well, somebody was arrested in connection with Tupac Shakur's death. Now, that has been pretty like weird to watch because I'm trying to figure out why people still so fascinated with who killed Tupac when it's been well over like 20 years
Yeah, it'd be a
since he
minute.
died in 95 or something like that. So it's really weird to see them put so much police work behind like really trying to arrest somebody for that. But I guess, people don't want things to be a cold case, so you got to do your due diligence.
Yeah, it's all about who took the fall. That's all that is, man.
Yeah, it's like who was the fall guy,
Yeah.
basically. So that's what I had really just was, I don't know, that really stuck out to me. So if listeners have any type of feedback about that, let us know because I want to know why they decided to open that case when there's so many other cases that people genuinely want to find out what happened to their loved ones, etc. And then the other thing in social media was let's see. This have you been seeing everybody saying to like turn your phone off the nationwide test that they were gonna do on everybody's phone?
They did that today. My phone went off, man. Like, I was around a lot of people. Everybody's phone went off.
Yeah, but my thing was, I really hate this generation of outrage. It really pisses me off so bad because it's always a conspiracy theory behind stuff. And don't get me wrong, I never think that, the government does everything to the T and by the book. But come on now, it's just a change in how they do it now because before they used to do it on the TV. You remember the they
Yep.
used to do the emergency test on the TV and you
Yep.
go and they used to do it on the radio. They used to go
Yep.
yeah. So it's like, what did we think changed? Nothing changed. People like, oh, make sure that you, because at least they was warning people so people wouldn't be freaked out because you could be driving and it would happen or whatever. But no, they just super adamant about like it being a conspiracy. I'm like, all right, man, this is getting on my nerves. So it happened today, and I don't know if I'm being watched or monitored or whatever the hell y'all thought was gonna happen. But I'm over it
Yeah, that's
at this
crazy.
point. It was ridiculous. I didn't understand what the purpose was for people to be spreading that outrage. But that leads me to think that like social media outrage is really ridiculous. And all it takes is for somebody to believe one thing that somebody say, it could be totally off the wall. It could be that the sky is gonna be green tomorrow. And if enough people share it and say the sky is gonna be green, and people really believe the sky is gonna be green,
Shabba.
it's crazy.
Hey,
But
but
that's all I have for social media, really. It hasn't been anything going on, besides like Tamar Braxton was engaged and now she's not engaged.
yeah, I heard about that. They called it off. Well, he called it off. Somebody called it off.
Yeah, he made an announcement saying that they were no longer together and that he was disappointed in how the relationship ended. I don't really know what that means. So I don't know if it was, you know, they don't really try to say whose fault it was. He just said, like, you know, we'll always be family and friends. We will always have love for each other, you know. The typical PR release.
Right.
But I'm starting to think that Tamar is the problem.
Yeah.
I really think Tamar is the problem.
She's y'all think I'm aggressive. Tamar is loud. I feel like she's aggressive. Like, I don't know.
And she's bratty as hell.
Nice white man, and she ruined it.
And you think that she was the star before Toni Braxton, how she act?
Yep, but Toni, and she has I feel like she has the better voice out of all the Braxtons. Because she has range. Like, she has range. But she, I think it's because of her attitude. Like, her attitude doesn't really get her far. Like,
I didn't really think that was going to work out anyway. I just, I don't know what kind of move that was. Maybe, like, it was a safe move for her. But even just looking at them in photo, like, that's probably superficial to say. It's just not given that's what Tamar would do because it's Tamar, but not, like, a good personality match.
Just be like, a man about it.
So I was like,
I don't know if that was a genuine match, but they're donezo. I feel like a lot of celebrities have been getting divorces lately. Have y'all been?
Oh my God, Jeezy.
Jeezy,
hey, Jenna May crazy her. Though. Apparently, from what people been saying though, she out of hand. Jenny May hit.
Yeah. He should have never married her. He should have never married her, and we all kept seeing that. Like when I kept seeing it in the media. Because she used to make the craziest comment. Like, she made this comment, and the video resurfaced, and I was so happy that it resurfaced, because I couldn't find it nowhere. When Jeannie Mar had made this comment about, like, having dark meat on the side.
Yeah. White, she said white meat keeps her clean nice and lean.
Yeah.
And, dark meat keeps her something.
Hey, hold up now, because, like, I don't like dark meat either. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
But she was alluding to the fact that, like, she dates, like, you know, other race men, but she like her little black meat on the side.
On the side. So she went and had a baby with a black man. And I feel like Jeezy wasn't for none of that. He the one that filed the divorce.
But hold on, bro. Well, go ahead, Nikki.
I'm gonna
say.
No, I'm just gonna say. I also think like that. Obviously, it's probably like a few cultural differences. Like, I know he leaned into her culture. I kind of followed them like in the beginning of them getting together because it was like so beautiful when they were going on and on about it and stuff. But like, I believe she is Korean, so don't hate me if I get her nationality wrong. But those of that descent, they lack boundaries. It's kind of like a cultural thing. They lack boundaries, and I think they even spoke about like her mom kind of crossing boundaries a lot. I think I seen that on TikTok, or you know, she said on the reel, like, her mom came and was only supposed to be staying for a few days, but she showed up with 5 luggages, and she's just trying to walk. She wants to walk around their house, and Jeezy has on like his boxers. Like, he wants his own space with his wife, and I don't think, like, you know, that's not a big deal in her culture. You know, everybody being
hold on,
generational living, like. And but to the extent of like you're a newlywed and your whole family trying to live with you because you got money,
right?
And he just wasn't for none of that. Like, they was literally taking care of her mom. Her mom was living with them, and that was fine because she was helping to take care of the baby. But then I heard at some point that her brother came to live with them too.
Yeah.
And that just becomes a lot when you're just taking care of folks that don't have nothing to do with nothing.
I just hate the fact that all in all, it seems like they literally like just had this baby not too long ago, and then for it to not work out. Like, I still hate that because I just feel like I think you kind of know that you're not like that it's not equally yoked in a situation before you began to have kids sometimes, unless you know it's a slip up or whatever. But in this case, they were married, so I mean, I don't know. I just hate that it's like a broken family in the midst of it, and it ended so quick.
Well, I hope she didn't do it with child support, because you know they're finna pass a new law here. The child support cards are gonna start being like EBT cards. They can only be used on certain items. So no.
But what about child support that don't even go to that card? Some people, you have the option in Indiana to have child support go to the prepaid card, or for the child support to go directly to your bank account. So how are they gonna monitor that? They gonna say it can no longer go to your bank account?
I feel like it all needs to go to a prepaid card, because you know.
I don't think so.
Hey, hold up! Before we move on, I just want to say, like, I would listen to the Jenny May thing. Jenny May, however you say her name. She admitted in a couple of interviews that she was real aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a person. And we was just talking about the Tamar thing, but, like, she admitted saying, like, you know, I would want Jeezy to check me and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you now. Dudes having to check they woman and put up with all that attitude and aggressiveness, but dudes is tired. We are tired. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
That is too much, bro. It's too much stress.
But y'all go ahead. Women and men, we both...
We all men, tired. We all tired, yes. That's humans in general. Yeah, I think it's a human thing now. It ain't even a specific gender, because men being aggressive and doing all that shit, we got to check men. We getting tired of that, too. So we just want general humans to be kind and be okay with
better people.
Better people, that's all.
But you know what?
Right now is so up in arms and so just tired of life that they just come off rude and mean, no matter
you know what else she said, though, in the interview she was in? She, you know, however you say her name, I don't know how to say it. I'm not finna keep butchering it. But she used to say, like, she had reached a level in her life where she used to do everything for herself. You know what I'm saying? She was her own lawyer, her own, like, businesswoman. She was making a lot of money or whatever. She was making a lot of decisions. And basically, she had a lot of, like, power. You know what I'm saying? And this is what they, you know, we talked about this on a couple other episodes, but basically she had a lot of power. She had a lot of authority and she didn't know how to turn that off. Like, you know what I'm saying? To be in a romantic relationship with somebody. So she would just like lash out because she's used to people around her just telling her yes to whatever she wants because she's the boss versus being in a relationship. Like, you know, if you at work, you know what I'm saying, and you a woman, yeah, you do got to listen to certain qualities, you know, that your boss tell you, blah, blah. But at the same time, in order to have a romantic relationship with a man, like, it's certain stuff that a man not going to put up with. It just, he can't. And I don't know why I'm stuttering, but he can't. He can't. Yeah.
Passionate. Y'all got him.
He can't deal. No, because I was thinking about this, and we touched on this before, like, the whole... You know, boss chick, CEO chick, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not against it though.
You feel me? But you gotta learn how to you gotta learn how to turn that off when you get home.
Yeah, I'm actually
well, not to turn it off. It's all a respecting and treating people according to how they deserve to be treated. Because your husband could be a boss, but that don't mean you be a gold digger and just take all of his money and just think that he don't have feelings and all he is money. Treat humans like humans. If you would like to be treated with decency and respect, then treat people with decency and respect no matter what your stature is in life. You could be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. That don't give you the right to be an asshole to nobody, no matter if you're a man or a woman. So I think kind of as we've been progressing with our podcast, we've been seeing that, like, I literally just saw on another podcast, this lady had, she was a part of the Tonight's Podcast panel for like one night. And she said that the reason why, like, it's so many man versus women conversations is because social media has tailored everybody to think that men and women act certain ways. And this is how all men act, or this is how all women act. When in reality, there's a billion people on this planet. So everybody has different personality traits. But when you take, like, when you take the expectation into a relationship, that I saw this post today that said, I love having a man that pays attention to the fact that I need my nails and hair done and I don't have to say it, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So you go into a situation expecting that from somebody when that's not their communication style. They don't read minds. They're not looking at your cuticles to see if your nails need to be done. You have to verbally say it to them. So now you're frustrated because you don't know how to get through to people because you don't really get to know them for who they are. And I have really been taking a step back from social media or tailoring my timelines. Y'all know I be doing experiments. Last experiment was with Tinder and all that stuff. And y'all saw how that turned out. It was a disaster. But I'm doing an experiment right now of, like, altering my timeline towards more, like, positive posts or more, if it is relationship advice, it's coming from people that have been in relationships. Marriages, etc., and it's just more open and not super one-sided. And honestly, I've heard so many different opinions that it will really wow y'all. So in the next couple shows, I'm gonna come back with some of the research that I've done since I've tailored my timeline. It's been almost 30 days, so I feel like so far so good. It's really changed my mind about a lot of things.
I've been doing the same thing, Kenyatta, as far as tailoring my timeline. Mm-hmm. Like, so this probably sounds crazy as hell, but so I was on TikTok, and you know, y'all know I love scrolling TikTok, and I had came across a TikTok video, and it said to become it's, and like I said, it's gonna sound crazy, but their advice on how to become the person that you want to become is to almost like pick your own aesthetic that you want to represent for your life. You know what I'm saying? Create your aesthetic in your mind. Mm-hmm. And then try to play out every day, because, you know, we so aesthetic based right now in this social media, you know, time. Pick an aesthetic in your head, create what you want the aesthetic to be, and then every day live your life as if you are living within that aesthetic, you know, that you created. So do you want to be are you the nature girl? Are you know, and start to revolve around things that show up for what you're trying to become in that way, and kind of think about it in your brain as like a model of an aesthetic that you want to, you know, portray.
And is that really what you want to do, right?
Is that really what you want to do? Are you willing to do the work? If you want to be, let's say, if you, what they call it, boho is your style as far as like clothes, and you want to be in nature and you want to wear like boho style clothing. Okay, are you willing to research where to go, in nature and have, you know, and have fun and to be safe and all this stuff like that? Like, is that really what you want? Do you want to be a 5 a.m. you know, gym girly? Are you really trying to get up at 5 a.m.? You want to be a content creator. That's the lifestyle
you want
to
live, basically.
Yeah. Create the lifestyle you want to live and kind of almost like imagine it in like an aesthetic type of way. But I was getting back to my point. I've been changing my timeline also, and I definitely see a big difference of even like just feeding my mind different stuff. And I was going to what Jordan was saying too, because I want to also say, like, I'm learning to definitely tap into my softer side more. And I don't know if it's coming with like age or time or even me just being tired sometimes of my own shit as a woman. But like, I don't want to argue. I don't want to, you know, be hard. And I'm kind of learning, and I'm kind of starting to like the benefits that come with being a more, you know, softer woman. Not saying I'm not a boss, not saying I'm not working, I'm not doing my thing and none of that, but just, you know, being able to show up and show up in that femininity and giving that a chance to see how I rock with a guy before, you know, I come off kind of like tough, like, which isn't what I'm trying to do, but sometimes it come off that way. So when I'm dating, I'm not really like dating for real, but like as I start to date people going forward or whatever like that, that's going to be my quote unquote aesthetic that I'm going to be trying to tap into in my dating, where it's like just trying to soften up, be more feminine, like thinking to myself before I say and do certain things, like, is this like ladylike of me? You know, not all the time, you know what I'm saying? Because of course I like to let my hair down and like I'm a chill person, but just consciously trying to like grow on that aspect. And the more you feed your brain, y'all, like, I'm a podcast junkie. Like, all I do, if you got me on Snapchat, all I do pretty much at night is like smoke hookah and watch podcasts. And I've been watching Crystal Renee's podcast, who was Fatima from Zatima and Sisters. And she got some dope stuff on there, super inspiring. I watched B. Simone and Megan Ashley's podcast, where they're actually going on their journey with like getting closer to God and in their friendship, which they done fell out and came back together. All of this through on the podcast. But I just been like learning a lot, tailoring my interests to different things that's growing me more versus like that's kind of polluting my mind. So I definitely agree with y'all that you got to just kind of tweak what you feeding into yourself, because you unconsciously taking it in.
Yeah, because when your timeline is nothing but, what do you want to call it? For example, and this is bullshit. No shade to like any of these, but if your timeline is literally nothing but women that are like Ari, Jada, Ruby Rose, and Black China, well, old Black China, not Angela White, but Black China, and like stuff like that, that's what you want to be like.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry to cut you off, Kenyatta, but I don't want to forget this thought. I seen a post on Instagram where this woman, and I'm sorry, not Instagram, TikTok, and speaking to your point about those type of, you know, people that you just named, and not those, like, saying that they're bad people, but the image that they bring, the idea that they bring, this whole bad bitch aesthetic.
Yes, it's the bad bitch aesthetic.
It is. It's aging the youth quicker. And that's what this woman was talking about. Like, we are so much in this like bad B era, you know, and we have this ideal and this model and this imagery of what it looks like. And that's what our, you know, that's what our younger girls are going for. And because social media is so widely, you know, broadcasted from different age ranges, that kind of trickled down to why we have the 7th and 7th graders with lace fronts and lashes. And stuff that, you know, it, I remember when it used to be levels to stuff. You know what I'm saying? My mama used to always tell me, like, it's levels to this.
You know what, Nakiva? You are absolutely right. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I was thinking about this earlier. It got to a point in society where everybody was just like, do whatever you want, and it's okay because that's what you want to do. And it's not okay.
It's acceptable.
Some of these things that are going on are not okay, but that's something we're going to touch on a later show, but we definitely need to touch on that because I think now that people are waking up to the false realities of what people are selling to our youth, especially the women, versus what the grown women are actually doing in their realities, completely different thing.
Yep.
That's a, you know what I'm saying? For example, the whole Ciara not needing a man in a song or telling Shorty she don't need a man. Meanwhile, she going home to a husband.
Right.
And I'm not saying that, like, that's, you know what I'm saying, 100% bogus because people should know the difference between reality and what's in music. But a lot of people, they don't.
They don't
a lot of people don't got the attention span of a chicken nugget. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't.
Chicken nugget.
A chicken nugget is very insane.
They don't. A lot of people don't. My mama used to say a lot of people don't got the sense God gave an ant, boy. An ant's pretty smart, bro. No cap.
Yeah,
so
a toad. No lie, toad.
Yeah, ant's pretty smart. But I'm gonna go ahead and move us forward because I wanna touch on the listener letter, but also in social media. I don't know if y'all covered this before I jumped on. But y'all seen Paris Francis infested with bed bugs?
But that's because Paris. Okay, so I think it's because, you know, Fashion Week has been in for like the past couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I think with all those travelers, like bed bugs has been a thing.
What?
Maybe so. But remember that video that dude made a minute ago, and he said Paris was really dirty, and people was clowning him about it.
Yeah, Paris
is really the ghetto.
A lot of European places is really dirty. They don't have the same clean aesthetic or clean standards that Americans do.
And it ain't safe to go outside at night there from what a lot of people say.
It ain't. You get beat up.
Even by the Eiffel Tower, it's real ghetto. I mean, Paris, bro, remember all the Tyler Perry movies and all the movies from Fast and the Furious and all the movies that you seen? Like, Paris was the place to be and it was so nice.
Even
around the Eiffel Tower, bro, gang of trash bags, a small little cafes, gang of trash on the street. To me, it's just like, I don't even want to go there no more. Send me a postcard.
For real.
Matter of fact, don't even send me a postcard if it's going to have bed bugs on it.
You stupid.
Yeah, that shit's insane.
It's ridiculous, bro.
But that's going to show you that people just be glamorizing stuff. When you can look at stuff, I think people before, I hate social media, honestly. I hate it so bad. I really wish the internet would just go back to Google and like search engines. Social media is the worst thing that ever happened because it takes you from reality.
Yep.
So you see all these glamorous ass pictures, like for real. The giraffe cafe in Kenya, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all seen pictures of that, right? It looks so nice. And you go to this cafe and they open up the windows and you literally get to have lunch, like, or brunch or breakfast or whatever with these giraffes, right? Yeah. But they don't tell you that right outside of that, like, you could literally get pummeled by an animal. So it's like people just blindly going places, or like Dubai. Y'all been seeing that lady was locked up for 5 months for putting her hand, like literally not putting her hands, beating up somebody. They told her to take her waist trainer off in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
When she was going from Istanbul to the United States and they had a layover in Dubai. So the lady told her to take her thing off, her waist trainer. So she took it off. And when she was trying to put it back on, she asked the lady to help her put it back on. The lady wouldn't help her. So when she moved her arm hit the lady's arm. And her friends came and helped her put it back on. Because I guess she just had like back surgery or something. They found a thing. She went to the next airport and found out that she was banned from traveling.
What?
Because they felt like she assaulted that lady.
Hey, people be going to Dubai thinking that they got the same lot, bro. They do not, bro. You can't even scream in public without getting in trouble in Dubai.
Yes, they are strict than a motherfucker. Like,
you stay in your hotel room.
You might as well.
But don't stay in no hotel room if you're not married with another man. Yeah. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. No, for real. They be thinking, they be looking at these celebrities. They don't tell you that the celebrities be having, like, personal concierge that literally is with them the entire time to tell them the do's and don'ts. You can't go over there just blindly, like, whatsoever. You got to study the culture, study the laws, because this is the second time this year that I've seen that an American literally was, like, in prison for some wild shit. The other lady was in prison for yelling at a rental company guy.
You got to keep the voice down.
Keep your voice down. Hey, they don't raise it an octave because they're going to lock your ass up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely be careful where you're traveling. It is not a joke out here in a lot of these places. But, you know what? I wanted to sneak this into the show and not even sneak it in because it's very important. But shout out to Terrence from the downtown North Ave, Michigan Ave Apple Store, and David from the Michigan Ave Apple Store, 401 North Michigan Ave. Go down there and get your new iPhone. I ain't going to tell you to buy that 15 because I've been hearing mixed things about it. I'm not buying it. I ain't buying it.
Yeah, you got to wait to the back deal.
Hey, listen, I ain't buying an iPhone another one till they come out with the 20.
I know will have an iPhone and mess up all his iPhones, but still faithfully
have it. Hey, listen.
I ain't never seen nobody like it.
Y'all funny, man. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I might switch back to Android 2 on the low, but don't tell nobody. So
you didn't tell them.
So look, man, shout out to Terrence, shout out to David. They got me together. For those of y'all who don't know, my iPhone fell off the back of my truck. And listen. We're gonna talk about it off. I'm gonna tell y'all about it. We're gonna talk about it offline. But my iPhone fell out the back of the truck. Screen got shattered. You know, it was a lot. I was down bad. I was using a burner phone for a couple days. Listen, man. Come on, man.
I knew you was
an
undercover trapper.
Listen. So. Kenyatta, to your point, I was without like Instagram, social media, Facebook, and all that for at least
in the group chat,
like maybe 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the group chat and my iMessages, I didn't have nothing. I couldn't even take a picture that wasn't blurry on the phone that I had. But that honestly, that time away from social media was great. I did not care what was going on Instagram. I didn't care what was going on Facebook or whatever the case may be, and I'm gonna start trying to model my lifestyle. I might delete my social network apps. I'm not gonna lie to you. I might just delete them if I'm not using them because I really don't be on social network. I don't post a lot of pictures or whatever the case may be. I might just delete them, come back to them a little bit later and try to put more productive things on my phone. So Kenyatta, what you surround yourself with and what you like give your attention to is definitely 100% right. But let's move forward to our listening letter, unless y'all got anything else, because I heard this was a juicy one. I read it in the chat earlier, and I'm like, oh, yes.
On your head. I love those. I love that I came back to that.
But I do want to finish up that child support thing, because I know we were trying to get it.
I had a question about that, because my thing is like, EBT is only for food, but it don't. Then they got mad that it don't restrict what kind of food you buy. So people buying crab legs and steak, and people feel like, if you don't food stamps, you have to get more food. Yeah, you could buy anything. You could buy food from the deli. As long as it is a food item, you can get it from the store. The only thing you can't get is hot and ready food. And in some places, you actually can, depending on how it's rung up or whatever.
All you gotta do is go to the hood.
The hood chicken you spot, and they gonna bring you up.
I'm tired of y'all. Not go to the hood.
Now they finna mess up the hood store. They gonna lose their food stamps.
My question is what... How is y'all gonna try to dictate how is the government gonna dictate what child support can be spent on? Can it only be spent on educational expenses? Because what if you don't have no educational expenses?
Or what if they got a field trip and that shit costs like $30?
Exactly. So we can't put it towards the field trip because the car don't that's not fair. Because then the dad don't get to, if it's supposed to be 50-50, you have to distribute it to what the 50-50 is for the kid. And every human has different shit that they need every day.
Take some of that money from the shoes you was gonna buy, put it towards a field trip, then swipe for the shoes.
So that's what you're saying is like allocate my funds to certain things so that way I can spend the funds that's on the card for that stuff. But what stuff? Food?
I think what they were saying, though, you know, a lot of mothers using the food, I mean, using the child support card
to go get their hair done,
to get the hair done, nails done. Hey, I got to pay my car note, and it ain't for that. It's for the child. It's child support because and before y'all came on this here, if you got kids and you don't have kids and you're living on your own, you still got a light bill, you still got rent, and if you choose to have a car, you still gonna have a car. So you can't
I hear that part.
You can't say by you having a child, oh, I got a child, so now you're going to help pay for my car, you're going to help pay for my rent, you're going to help pay for my light bill, you're going to help pay for my hair, dude. It don't work like that.
So I agree with the hair getting done, nail stuff. It should never be used for your personal hygiene. However, when it comes to like bills in the house, my bills are definitely higher because I have a kid. Because I can't just have a one bedroom by law. I have to have two. So it's like, my bills did go up. If I was by myself, I could have a studio apartment if I wanted to, which could probably be cheaper. Or I could have a one bedroom that could probably be cheaper, but it's impossible. The law would literally go take my kid if I had a studio apartment with him living in it, or just a one bedroom because he's a little boy. So, not saying that somebody should help with your rent, but who gives a goddamn? If she ain't asking for extra outside the child support, then why the hell you care where it's being used? Now, for those baby mamas that do be asking for the extra, like, oh, like you gave child support. So say your child support is like $250-something every 2 weeks. If your baby mama is still asking for more outside of that, you do have the right to be like, okay, well, what did you do with the child support? Because I just gave you $250-something. That's $500 a month. That's a $500 bill a month. Anything outside of that, you need to figure it out, because that should cover Lil Juwan's basketball camp. That should cover, et cetera. And it's all about budgeting too, because no matter when you get it in the month, if you know next month you need to pay a $140 bill for your kid or a $300 bill for your kid, budget the child support just like you budget your paycheck. You know when it's coming. You know exactly how much it's going to be. So there shouldn't be no ifs, ands, buts about it.
I do have one question, though. If a guy is paying child support and y'all on good terms, but he's paying child support, taking care of his child, doing the things that he's supposed to do, will you allow him to claim the child at the end of the year?
Yeah, for one, I think men should go for their rights. If you have joint custody with your child, by law, they ask if you guys would agree to swap every other year. I feel like that's great. And I don't feel like moms should be selfish about that. However, I do feel like some dads don't do their part and they expect to file the kid to get a refund. It's like, no. If you ain't doing your part, then hell to the fucking no.
Good answer. I like your answer,
Kia. I'm just saying, I'm a very fair person. I haven't always felt that way, but I'm a very fair person. You have to be, women have to start being fair to the dad too, and not just expecting, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it took two to make that kid, so you can't be unfair and expect somebody to be fair to you.
I like your answer. Wait, Keon, Nikki and Jordan, y'all got it in there?
Hey, I think we was talking about something, or I was watching a video on something. And basically, like, back child support, I will agree that if a dude don't take care of the kids at all and the woman is doing all the work, then, like, that back child support should go to the woman. That's not really for the kid. Once the kid grow up, then it's like the woman put in all her time to take care of that kid. So I think we had somebody write in, or I was watching the video about, you know, sharing back child support with her son after he was grown. And realistically, the single mothers around here, you know, that's taking care of these kids, they definitely be going through a lot. And it does require a lot of work to raise a kid, even more than like from a monetary standpoint or a financial standpoint. So, yo, I get what y'all saying. And I definitely agree that there should be some type of financial support for a child. But I think the problem with it is that like a lot of shorties are relying 100% on a man to take care of their lifestyle, the child's lifestyle, their household bills and things like that. And reality, if that was the case, you should have just stayed with the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's like they're looking for the child support to cover like that. So how I think about this is, so you telling me that because our child lives with me, you shouldn't have nothing on the NIPSCO. I'm the only one that pay for lights, rents.
But hold up. Let me say this, though. Okay. If even you was you in that house a, by yourself, you right, would have to do those.
Right, but, yeah. I'm not. I'm not in this house by myself. I'm in the house with our kid. So this is expenses of keeping a child alive. Shelter, food, water.
Okay.
All of those are expenses.
I'm glad but what I'm saying...
Hold on one second, George. I'm glad you said that, Kevin. My thing is, so what happens if you send your kid to go stay with him for the summer or for 2 weeks? Should you have should you pay some his light bill over there?
I honestly feel like it should swap. But that's the thing. Our justice system is not made like that. But I do feel like it should swap. And at whatever point that the parent ends up like having the kid majority of the time, whoever got the kid majority of the time is who gets the child support. So if your baby daddy got your kid for 3 months in the summertime, then I feel like you should pay your baby daddy something. Because he has your kid 3 months out of the damn summer. You don't have him.
And I feel like if that was like, ain't nothing wrong with sending, you know, sending something. I think most women would be satisfied if men did like the same thing. If we switch off years, she stay with me 1 year, she stay with her daddy next year. While she staying with me, the daddy needs to be making sure he's sending stuff because he don't live here, sending money, sending clothes, whatever, just being of a support. And then if my baby gone, I'm going to do the same thing. That's really... But most women, I can't speak for all the mother in them anyway, like all five coming, let me send my baby some clothes. I think we just think that everybody, you know, regardless men or women, think like that. And that's sometimes where the frustration comes in for women sometimes, because I think it'd be more so of the men acting oblivious to the fact or like, you know, whatever, like, you know, when fall come, you need some new clothes. You know, they've been wearing a size 4 for 6 months. They finna probably be in a size 5. So, like, why do I have to, not me, but why do a lot of women have to, you know, ask when these are things that you should know that need to be done and just want to naturally contribute to? Right. Child support or not.
I get that point. You're right. You shouldn't have to ask a man to do for their child. But I think what the negative attitude that you have with some of these women out here, oh, yeah, my light bill need to be done. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, it's not for that. It's not for me to pay your light bill, because if you stay in anywhere, you're still going to have responsibilities.
Yeah, that's
you gotta tell or not,
true.
You know,
but again, we keep telling y'all, like, those responsibilities are times two for something that you helped create. So if my light bill would have normally been X, Y, and Z, because it's only me watching one TV in here on a regular basis, versus my child being in here watching the other TV on a regular basis, you got to think about it. You got to look at the statistics. Even if you look at the damn light bill between a single person and when they a couple living in a house with somebody, the bills is higher.
Hey, do y'all know how, like, and I know y'all not know electricians, but the average amount of power that a lamp or a TV pulls or plugging in a vacuum cleaner. Because I'm just saying, I learned a lot, man. My uncle, a smart dude, man, he been telling me the average amount of power from like a TV or a lamp or a vacuum or a computer is not substantial enough to really impact your light bill. So unless, hold up, unless your child is there for like majority of the day. Like right now, I'm not at my home, but Jada and my kids are at home all day. So if I wasn't at home, then nobody would be using my electricity while I'm not here. But since I have a family and they're using it while I'm not here, then my lights, all that's running all day. But hold up. The substantial impacts of what like makes your light bill or your gas bill or electric bill higher are normally gonna be things like your furnace.
Okay. Jordan, you really like bringing like the simple facts. Let's change this to something that's more suitable for the situation. Let's say groceries, because we gotta eat every day.
All right, perfect. Let's say groceries, for example. Okay, I'm not gonna say like a dude shouldn't be contributing to the groceries. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
That's why I said let's switch this over, because
yeah, 100%. We can switch this over. But what I'm saying, to you is like grocery wise, if you a single mother, most single mother get like benefits from the state if you're not making that much.
That's not
hold up. If you're not making that much money, that is very true.
But do you know?
Okay, so statistic on how much you have to make.
Exactly. Do you know what the income requires? You have to be making a very low for right now, from 2022 to 2023. You for a two-person household, the max you can bring in a month is $1,800.
There's nobody making that much unless they just not working, because people have raised how much they pay people. So even if you got the shittiest of shitty job at damn McDonald's, they paying you $18-$19 an hour. That's mm-hmm. well above, or almost above.
Which but I hear what you're saying. What I'm saying to y'all is, if knowing that these expenses come with raising a kid, like at that point, and this on the dudes too, bro. Y'all need to stay together as a family, bro. Like, why is the dudes dipping out?
I mean, that's the ultimate solution. You know, obviously, well, that would be the ideal situation to be able to stay together. But nobody has a child with somebody planning not to be with them after the child comes. I mean, nobody plans life like that. And sometimes it's stuff that's out of our control, just like how we talk about, you say, okay, well, if you're a single woman, you can get on assistance. So now we're saying, like, so it's because now to me, that's almost dropping the worth of a woman, is this, if you want to be a single mother, you need to make this much if you really want some help, when it shouldn't be like that. I chose the example of groceries because that's something that we gotta spend money on every day. Every day, my baby gotta eat. She gotta eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't think that it's a bad thing. I don't think it's asking for too much, even though that is a household bill that I would have to do anyway. Kids add a substantial amount to when it comes to food. The food that they eat, the food that they take to school, the little snacks that they need. Even a baby, like from a baby all the way older, it's a substantial amount that changes. So yeah. That's one of those things within the house. Like, it's like, you need to contribute to this. I'm the only person feeding this little dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where I'm at with that. Then that's why I use that example, because that's a necessity.
Yeah. Yeah. What you know what I'm saying? Like,
also, I felt to though. Even when you think about rent, like, yes, I would have to pay rent if I lived on my own. But the fact is, I'm not, and I have our kid in here. So because the kid stays with me, You shouldn't be responsible for helping contribute to the shelter food, you know, and safety for your child. That's not on you.
And on several occasions, and we just gonna keep it a book. Mm-hmm. It is way more convenient for a child to be with their mom than to be with their dads because of work and life balance, etc. A lot of men's lives are not built.
It's really not even a spoken thing. Do y'all for most relationships? It's not even like a conversation of who the baby gonna live with. Mama's use most of the time, majority of the time, it's not like, okay, so the baby gonna live with you, the baby gonna live with me. Nah, the mama picking up the baby and walking out the door when they go, you know, when they gotta get
out. But that's the court system, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not on us.
No, that's
y'all. How many men is literally stopping somebody from walking out the house with their kid? Like, no, you're not taking my
kid. Hold on, bro.
You don't have the rights. I'm saying,
bro, you gotta understand. But y'all gotta understand the nature of men and women, bro. If you're talking about a child, the court deems mothers as being more nurturing because that's simply science.
Y'all giving like a little excuse, and I'm saying before I even get to that point, when we break up, what's the conversation? It's usually never a conversation like who's about to get the children.
Well, if I no conversation, you know, let me tell you something. If ain't no conversation, because soon as that baby come out the womb, it don't even have that man's last name. The laws behind.
Hold up.
Just listen to what I'm saying for y'all. I'm getting to the point, bro.
Hey, let them get to the point, y'all.
The laws behind children, according to the state, and I'm not talking about to each individual state. I'm talking about to the United States of America. The laws behind children is that 98% of the time, the mother is seen as the primary caregiver, and that's because y'all bear the children, y'all have the children.
What does that have to do with what?
What I'm saying to you is, even if a dude goes to file for partial custody, 50-50 custody, whatever the case may be, if mm-hmm. the woman don't see that as being a viable option, it's not gonna happen.
But that's not what we just was talking about, Jordan.
You still bringing it to something.
When the relationship
is
over,
so go ahead.
It's never the man. It don't even matter about getting to court. That's the afterthought after the breakup happened. We said we living in this house together. Today we decided to separate. We've never seen a man step up and say, "Okay, I would like for the child to live with me. How do you feel about that?" That's so, never a conversation. And we're not talking about because he knows he ain't got no rights as a dad. It's not even a thought, because most men's lives do not cater around being able to take care of a kid 100% of the time. That's why they rely on the mom to do so.
Y'all
so they
be honest
would much
with
rather
yourself.
Pay the child support.
But hold on
1 second, George.
Let me say this real quick, D, and then I'm gonna let you go. And if a man do say he want a kid, let's say a man moved on and he got another woman, right? And he tried to take the kids with him. That's often an issue with most shorties, this moms, because y'all don't want another.
About an afterthought. We talking about the initial of even trying or wanting to do so.
Okay.
The bottom line is that the assumption, this is what I'm basically saying, it's always the assumption beforehand, before the courts, before y'all have a conversation, it's assumed that if we don't work out, and a lot of men's mind, if we don't work out, the baby's gonna go live with the mama. So I'm still, you still live, you're off to live your life almost like a person with no, not saying that people be living like they ain't got no kids, which they do, some of them, but
once take the kids and go live with my other old lady, y'all will be
I'm
saying from the
thought process on leaving the crib, we just broke up, we not together right now, you're going to
keep bringing in a hypothetical about this one situation.
Okay, so now on the key one, what I'm saying, hey look, we just broke up. We pull a talking, hey, this is my last night at the house. I tell you, hey, look, I want to take LeJonathan with me. Y'all go nut the hell up.
You ain't taking no, baby.
That's not true.
Baby, he wanted to take Aiden with him. Aiden is a boy. I would have no problem.
Right.
If he was a girl, you would have an issue?
Because it's girls need different things at different ages. I feel like at some point, all kids have to live with their parents individually if they don't work out. But girls, usually in that first beginning stage, they should be with their moms. But later down, they may need to go be with their dad. But boys, I feel like boys should always be with their dad. And then you may need to come to mom to learn how to be nurtured and be a little bit softer. But you act like that's not a thing. There has to be some type of balance, but the balance is proportioned based on the kid's age and gender.
There's so many factors that factor into that in both ways. My thing is, I'm saying it's kind of like women really don't ever get the choice. That's what I'm saying.
We don't
get the choice from the beginning.
Hey, Joy, this is right the we're not gonna win on.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm convinced that either way it go, how we talk about this, and you know what? If y'all want the choice, bro, go advocate to the court system to tell the court system. What I'm saying to you is, it don't matter if you say little John could go with his dad, bro. The court might say, oh, we still finna put them in on child support. That's know why? Because the court, hold up. Listen to me. Because the court and the states make money off of man being on child support. So they don't care what verbal agreement y'all worked out while y'all was in the bed on y'all last day together. It does the United States court, they don't care about that. They're going to say, hey, listen, my boy.
The court's only going to care about that if you get the courts involved. If me and you got an agreement and I said, hey, you taking little Johnny for the first 6 months, I'll take them for the rest. That's between us. If we got a mutual agreement, what reason?
Okay, so hold up. Okay, so let's take it down to the money. The courts come in and allocate the money to whoever is asking
if we
for the
have
money.
An agreement.
But what if the dude not honoring that agreement? The first thing y'all gonna do is go to the laws.
Have you personally dealt with this? Because I'm trying to figure out. Because you're talking to me and Kiva, who are baby mamas, and we literally never did that to the fathers of our kids.
What I'm telling you is, the reality of it is, if y'all baby daddy said, hey, I'm going to give you $300 every week for our kid, and then 2 weeks into it, he stopped giving you that $300, what you going to do?
That's not true. And let me tell you,
That's not true. What you going to do?
No, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, because I had to do it before. It's been times that my baby daddy been without a job, or that he had medical issues where he couldn't work, he couldn't bring no money in.
But what if he do got the money? What if you got a job?
So yeah, that's dumb as hell. If you got money, you ain't taking care of your kids. If you got money out here, you ain't taking care of your shorty. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Is that honorable? You think that's honorable?
I'm not saying that it's honorable. I'm not saying.
Why wouldn't you? They deserve to get taken. If you got money and you're not doing it, you deserve to get taken.
All I'm saying to you is that the courts ain't giving dudes no opportunity not to be on child support. Either you own them papers or you ain't. And
if you made a verbal agreement to pay $300 every 2 weeks or once a month, and you don't honor that shit between me and you, why the fuck do you keep getting escaped?
But what I'm saying to you is
not honoring our agreement.
So and I then you, it's like you saying that like black women don't get
baby daddy that literally don't do shit for their kids, and then want to cry when the courts get involved. Well, I couldn't make you have no accountability, then obviously somebody else needs to. So that's when the court get involved. Yeah, we have baby mamas that just do the shit because that's what the fuck they want to do.
Right.
But it's baby mamas like me and Kiva out here that never would have did that shit ever.
And we I hear what you're saying.
Have an opportunity to do what the fuck they need to do for their seed, and they don't. So at what point do men be held accountable? If you made a verbal agreement and you reneged and you said, well, the first thing y'all do is run to the court. Well, nigga, I'm not blaming y'all
for running to the court. I think if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. All I'm telling you is if you go to the court, bro, there is no decision that a man can make to
say.
This
the last thing I'm saying.
Nobody's making no excuses to what y'all saying. I'm just giving you the realities behind how the custody works.
Let me tell you how the law works. See me, I'm a mama. Let me tell you something. If I don't take care of this little kid over here, they're gonna come take my kid. They're gonna lock me up. That's the difference. 100%. Let me finish. If I send my baby to school not right, smelling pissy, not adequate clothes, not together. If I'm neglective, if I can't pay for daycare, and I gotta leave my kid at home while I go work. If I slip up as a mother and I don't take care of my responsibilities deemed by the state, by the court, by the law, they gonna take my baby and they gonna lock my ass up. That's the difference. Men, y'all get the chance. Y'all have the freedom. So when you fuck up and you already got the freedom and you've been given the chance, yeah, at that point, somebody need to go file some papers on your ass. Because if it was reversed, and since, like you said, we're the prime, they born with custody to us. If we fuck up in the way a lot of these men fuck up, we'll be locked up way quicker than that child support going to get y'all locked up.
I'm not disagreeing with y'all. But let me say this to cap this off, bro. If a man does those same things, he still get taken. If he send the kid to school and he got custody and the kids look beat up and messed up,
I'm trying to tell you
what y'all asked me, bro. I'm trying to explain what y'all asked me. That's
you switching your points.
No, I'm not.
Because now you're not standing on what
all right, y'all got it. Y'all got it, bro. It's cool.
Hey, let our listeners on this topic right here, listeners, right in. Give us your opinion and we'll talk about it on the next show. Hey, let's get to this listener letter.
I got it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and read your... Damn, Jordan, it's a bad night for you, my boy.
Man, look, man. I've been up against worse than this. It ain't no problem for me.
So glad you built for it, my boy.
Do your homework this time, brother. Do your homework.
You know what?
Hey.
It's cool. I'm going to let it slide. So we say good morning. Thank you, D, for your opinion on the last show. Jordan and Calvin, it was best for me not to tell my baby that. Hold up, backstory. This was the shorty that said she had slept around with a bunch of dudes before she was with her last dude, or while she was with her last dude, and then come to find out she was questioning if the dude was the father who she was with. So just the follow-up. Follow-up said, good morning. Thank you, D, for the opinion on the last show. Jordan and Calvin, it was best for me not to tell my baby daddy because my son DNA test came back and my son did not belong to the other guy. I tested my baby daddy also without him knowing. I had him stay over at the house and got his DNA. I don't even want to know how she did that.
Me either.
And had it tested and it came back that my baby daddy is my son's father. Calvin and Jordan, you both had a lot to say about me not wanting to tell my baby daddy I had sex with someone else. And his son may not be his son by telling me I saved him from being hurt. And to you, Jordan, I was young and I made a mistake. What the hell you mean kind of girl am I? Niggas. This is funny. You know how Michael Blackson be saying it? This exactly how Michael Blackson be saying it. Niggas don't be saying that they trying to, you know, smash girls. I wish I would have gotten your advice, girls, I wish I would have gotten your advice. So Nakiba came out of she wish I was on the show, but it is what it is. But the guys was the only ones on the show. She said she loved the show and she can't wait to see y'all live in Cincinnati.
Thank you for
hey, what? She said, hey, go ahead, Jordan.
Nah, go ahead. What you finna say?
I'm just saying, you know, I was listening to, hey, you know, and I did, my opinion was, hey, look, why tell somebody and hurt them if you can try to hide it? They don't make it right, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? at some point, I think you still need to tell this guy what went on. You know what I'm saying? You got his DNA. I want to know how you got his DNA. Can you write back
and tell us that? I don't want to know how she got his DNA. I absolutely do not want to know how she did that. I don't care. But let me go first since I'm being personally attacked.
Hold on one second. Nikki, well, how you think she got his DNA?
Boy, you hear, bro.
I mean, all you need is some saliva. Like, he could be sleeping with his mouth open. She could swab his mouth. Or, I mean, I don't think she could use, like, his semen, because semen is only good for, like, a certain amount of time unless it's frozen. Mm. So, I don't think she could use that. I don't think the specimen would be accurate.
Not y'all scientists, man.
Well, you know, I do dibble with that. No, but she had to like get his DNA or his toothbrush.
So hey, just write me that letter. I ain't got to share it on the air. I'm just curious.
I'm curious too, though.
Like, I'm just curious. How the hell you get his DNA?
She's gonna send you the video.
Probably watch he was asleep.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All you gotta do is like lightly touch the side.
Mouth open, breathing all hard.
So you saying she put him to sleep and got the
Yeah, she did what she had to do. She put that thing on and swiped his mouth.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
She got the job done.
That like, thing gotta be good if she's sleeping around with that many people now. It gotta be.
I was just explaining to somebody the other day, and I said for you to be, I said women can only get pregnant a certain amount of days out the year. So if you don't know who your baby daddy is, it's because you was sleeping with that many niggas in a 4-day span.
Confused about.
Because they be sleeping with that many men in a 4-day span. You could literally only be, Kiva, you know when your first
It was literally
day
like three other dudes.
Three.
But that's three dudes in a 4-day span. I ain't judging her.
Because if it was just really one other dude, like you narrowed it down to two dudes, okay. You trying to figure it out.
Bro, this is a sickness. What?
No, it's not okay. I don't think that's okay. I'm sorry. And that's not
so you telling me.
It's like, at least you were never had to figure it out.
I'm saying, like, if it's only two dudes, like, okay, you had sex.
Only two dudes back to back?
That's what I'm
within the same couple days?
People do worse. Two dudes, I guess, like shit.
I don't give a damn what people do. That don't make it right.
I'm not saying that it's right.
Can y'all get them? Well, let me sit back.
I ain't saying that it's right, but I don't think that's like super terrible. Okay, she fucked two dudes in 1 week. People
not
got
one week.
Bad niggas all the time. People
are only fertile like 3 or 4 days out the month, so you have a 4-day.
So like
of
the
pregnant.
Four, maybe
you
5-day, depending on.
Kiva.
You know,
even if
people cheat, do you think about
week.
Cheaters?
Hey, I can't even hear y'all talking over each other, bro. Y'all gotta stop letting each other
talk. I understand, though, Jordan, what they're saying, though. Keep going.
I'm just saying, keep like, going. That's just like if you got a sad bitch and you fuck your old lady and then you go fuck your sad bitch 2 days later.
It's nasty.
I mean, that's the, you know, well, in reverse, because this is a woman. But I'm just saying, she could have been, she was cheating on her nigga. She got caught up. Shit, sometimes you can't go home and tell your man you ain't trying to fuck.
You can. And you better, because that's nasty. Like, not back to back. That's so many. Like, I just think about germs and, like, the fact that, like, women, we can't really get away with that shit because, like,
it's definitely
go
okay.
inside of us. And,
but I'm probably
like,
worse.
I feel like men, they just stick it in somebody. But
I got
women,
a story to tell after this, bro. I got a story.
Oh, my God.
Women, it's like somebody going inside you. So you got niggas.
No, I agree with you. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to, you know what, the one who wrote in, I'm not going to judge you for, you know, people have done worse. Everybody not going to say what they did in their lifetime, girl. So I'm not judging you, but you should know. I mean, it is a baby. You should want to know. You should know who the dad
well,
is.
Well, I'm finna eat her ass up, boy, because she made it public.
No,
and
I
if it was private,
her
cool.
Figuring it out and not waiting until that baby like decided to
yeah,
be like,
she handled
I don't
her-
look like him.
I give her that credit too, Kenya.
She fucked
yeah.
up.
That's it.
And she handled her business.
She did. But now, should you tell the dude? I would say, don't shit. Don't. For what?
For what?
Typical girl life.
More drama than go for it, but it's drama that's drama. Not
yeah, for what? Why even have the argument of stuff that don't matter at
that
this
don't
point?
Even
like,
matter.
Hey, bro, you know what's crazy, bro? Women rarely admit they wrong ever.
You can admit it, but I ain't got to admit it to him. I'm talking to
bro, women don't never admit they wrong. But it's rare that a woman say sorry,
not
that she apologize, or she own
no,
up to anything.
For what? People
exactly.
I apologize
so
for a lot of people
let me
gonna be that.
Let me just run this down real quick. Let me just make my comments and then y'all can pop off all y'all want. I just want to say to her, listen, it to me, it's diabolical that you think...
Diabolical,
bro. That you think that this is okay. As a society, bro, I just took the glasses
Wait,
off.
What part does you think okay?
Bro,
what part?
It's diabolical for the fact that if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're trying to take one person serious, but you're also sleeping around with several other people, and you know potentially a baby could come of it, yo, tell that man that you sleep with other dudes. If he want to be with you, Hold on. Let me finish, bro. Because just like if you dated somebody, if you're dating somebody, Or like, you know what I'm saying, you're talking to somebody, but you're still also sleeping with other people, let alone the kid aside, but the diseases that could come with all of these things that you're doing, have the respect or the decency to tell a person, yo, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, especially with a baby, bro. And I'm not saying,
but what is there to tell now?
Because
this baby couldn't have been
because
yours, it
it's
now.
Not fair to the dude if he doesn't know. Just like it's not fair to a woman if she doesn't know. It's not fair simply for the fact.
I mean, it's not fair.
It's not fair. Again, the accountability piece here. It's not fair.
He took
because,
accountability when she found out.
Hold up.
But she took accountability to us. She ain't
you have to determine if that man still wants to be with you, knowing that you out here giving the goods up to everybody and Tyrone.
The only reason she has to determine that is because she was confused about the baby. If she wasn't about the baby,
but that's something extreme to be confused about.
Again, I mean, that's diabolical because
no more.
I'm just being for real.
Like, I'm not trying to get a political answer. She's not confused no more. Yes, that's the right thing to do. But why would you cause more confusion? And maybe she's learned her lesson. Why would you cause more confusion in your relationship? Work him all up to say, but
why wouldn't you give that man a chance to determine if he wanted to be with you off of your character because you sleeping with multiple people supposedly claiming that you want to be with him?
She was doing that anyway, though, whether the baby came or not.
But hold up.
Never told
so
him
when
that
does
he
only.
But hold up. Again, you're not hearing me. You're not gonna let this man decide if he wants to be with you off of your true character. You're gonna let this
if
man
never,
be with
if
the...
they never would have had a baby together.
But hold up, you want this man to be with you off of the facade that you're actually a loyal woman, and you're not.
But it seemed like we only having this conversation because it's a baby. Would y'all want her to do all of that if she didn't end up having a baby,
bro? Baby or not, it's some dudes who are out here who would be like, you know what, I know you sleeping with this and this dude, and I'm still trying to take you serious. It's some dudes who actually care, you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Obviously, yeah. She know he cares, and that's why she's not telling him.
Okay, nah, it can't be, bro. What I'm saying to y'all is the reality behind him not having an option is the diabolical part, because if a dude was smashing 30 chicks and trying to tell, you know, one of the chicks, y'all want to take you serious. Meanwhile, he's smashing 30 chicks. It's going to be hard for that chick to believe that he want to take her serious. Is it not?
Yeah.
Exactly, bro. It's the same thing, bro, for men and women alike. If I'm out here beating down 30 chicks every week, but, you know, the 13th chick I want to take for real, she's going to be like, bro, I know you not out here smashing 29 different other chicks, but you want to wife me up. That's diabolical. That's wicked at best. Make it make sense. Why should a man not have the option to determine if he want to be with a woman off the strength of her character? But it's cool because, oh, that's his baby anyway. So it don't matter that I slept with three dudes at the bus stop, or, you know what I'm saying, I gave it up to the bus driver, or I you know what I'm saying, bro? What are we even talking about here? Be for real. What are we talking about? And I think I don't know what happened to Nikita and Kiata, but bro,
you got them brought up. They just disconnected.
What? Like what, bro? Be for real. Come on, nah. And I'm not saying that it's like, yo, you made a mistake. I get the whole mistake part. I'm not even finna sit up here and say I ain't never made no mistakes, because I have. I'm not human. I'm human. I am human. I promise you that. But, yo, at least give somebody the decency to say, like, hey man, this is what it is. If you want to be with me, cool. If you don't want to be with me, cool. Because at some point, if they do figure it out, now it's later down the line. Now they're gonna be like, bro, damn, bro, you could have just told me about this and we could have just worked it out.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, but I kind of group the girls what they're saying too. I get what they're saying. That you could, I get what they were saying. It's kind of like in a situation. If you take the baby out of the situation and you take
it's in just hey, so I, do you wouldn't want to know if your old lady slept with four other dudes before she actually became your old lady and y'all was trying to get serious?
Why does that matter? Hold on 1 second. Hey, it's like, do you really want to know? It's some things that you don't want to know.
It speak to a person's character, bro. If a shorty out here telling you she really want to be your shorty, meanwhile she's smashing 13 other dudes, that's not a character trait.
I got one question for you though, Jordan. My thing is, so you meet this girl, she had a past where she did do some wild stuff in college or whatever, or
it's cooked. It's
you
cooked,
know, bro.
But no, is it public?
No, it's not public. She know what she did.
Hey, if it ain't public, we might work through this. Yeah, but I ain't dating no shorty off of girls going wild. I'm not
because it's to be honest with you, any relationship you go into, do you 100% get the truth when you're talking and y'all trying to hook up?
So it's cool as long as people don't know about it.
But no, I'm saying be honest.
I'm talking. I was asking Jordan like because he said
when you start to publicize your past life,
I'm not saying she's publicizing.
Hold up. If anybody got you on camera doing anything and they're able to publicize your past life, that's a problem for me. Because you know what that says? You make poor decisions.
But people, number one, though, people be like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so you're going to make somebody's whole life character based on like a moment or a few moments in time, not like on the moment in which you have met them and you've got to know them and you seen who they are. You basing it on past.
Yeah, events? because hear me out, bro. Hear me out. If somebody is making poor decisions in their life and they're a direct reflection of you, you feel me? Now people gonna assume that you make poor decisions. So before I go and wife up the neighborhood porn star, you feel me? Even if she's a good woman, even if she cook and clean great, even if she, you know what I'm saying, take care of kids great, let's not also forget she's a neighborhood porn star, bro.
It's just like this, Jordan, and it happened all the time. You the new kid in that city. Hey, you moved to Cincinnati. You in Cincinnati. Boom. You meet this shorty. You fall in love with this shorty. You ain't from Cincinnati, so you don't know this shorty past. So y'all move away to go to Texas, you know, but she still had a past in Cincinnati.
Do I know about it?
I'm saying now y'all married 5-6 years in the line, y'all together. Y'all been together going hard. Y'all doing big things. So now y'all go back to Cincinnati and visit, and you find out cause people in the streets talking, boy, hey.
Boy, that used to be a wild thing.
Yeah, that's the sunshine booty right there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just all kind of names, everything for.
My whole thing is it public, bro? Is it video footage?
What D is basically trying to say, like, well, okay, it might be public, but everything that's public, not public to you.
Let me tell you something about a man's reputation that women don't understand, bro. A man's reputation is pretty much his value deemed by the rest of the world. Okay, we get
that. You're going in circles around the question. I hate when you do that.
Ask me the question, bro. What you trying to ask? The question is,
so D just gave you a whole scenario and you ain't give him an answer. At what point, if you find out y'all's 5-6 years married, you go back, now it's public to you that, oh, damn, niggas in the city hit your shorty. She was, you know, wild. She was a wild thing about 10 years ago, and y'all been married 6, and 10 years ago, she was a wild thing. So at what point is you gonna divorce your wife because it's public information that she was getting hit?
Hey, listen. Hey, if my wife got a gang of bodies in one location and she was really out here like that,
you're divorcing her.
I might have to do that. But first of all, my thing
why
is
why the fuck do it matter? You and I already fucked her and wife
bro,
up. You
my thing is, bro, this is why you should understand who people are before you get with them. You know what I'm saying?
And people don't and say again, the same though. I'm not like
but my whole thing nothing, but I'm just it's, saying like it's disclosures.
People don't
bro.
Stay the same.
It's disclosures.
But
bro.
I know I agree with you, Jordan, though, because that's just like if a nigga known for beating on bitches. It's like I'm not.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's the so you mean yeah, Tyrone no, did no. knock four women's heads off and he ain't finna tell the shortest about it. Come
yeah,
on, it's
I get it. But I just I think in certain situations people do deserve grace, and I think getting beat up and then and having sex with more than like a few people. Yeah. It's
that's
like,
because as a society we've lost our values and our morals, bro. That's what
I'm
it
not
is. Bottom
it's
line,
okay, but I'm just saying, like, at what point do you get?
I mean, you're basically saying it's okay if you want somebody to tolerate.
I'm not saying
this.
It's okay. I'm not saying you have to tolerate it. I'm just picking your brain on like what that will look like in certain situations, because there's so many instances that come with this situation. It's not really just cut and dry, and you know beforehand or whatever like that. I think a lot of stuff you're saying, like, it sound good, but I don't really see nobody locked in with that girl 6 years, and then you hear something off the street about some stuff she did in her past, and you finna let her go after y'all and already build a life together. Like, to me, that makes no sense, and then you're contributing to that whole broken home factor that you like to speak so much about, and it's like, for what?
Yeah, no, you 100% right. I give you that. But what I'm saying to you is that's why it should be disclosures, bro. That's why it should definitely be disclosures. Y'all should have discussions about these things. That's why I told the listener, I said, yo, you need to tell this man what's up. So at least he has a chance to decide if he want to be with you. If he still want to be with you, okay, that's cool. But if he don't want to be with you, you feel me? You need to say something. It is what it is. That's like catfish, bro. That's like the whole show Catfish. Like, they be talking to chicks across the world or on the internet, and they don't look nothing like how they supposed to look. That's basically saying, oh, well, you know, I'm going to play this sweet, innocent role, but really I'm a hoe. You feel me? So you mean to tell me I got to accept you because now you want to play sweet and innocent, but 20 days ago you was a hoe? Like, what are we saying here?
I mean... Just to be clear,
so we saying basically, we saying basically, because 6, 7 years, 10 years have passed, you was a girl's gone wild girl, but now you chilling.
So
you know what I'm saying?
You judge somebody for what they did at the age 14, the same 100%, way you would judge them at 24.
100%. You know why? Because that got a direct reflection of people's parenting, go right back to people parenting, bro. If people don't grow up in a decent household.
You can grow up in the most decent house. How many rich, famous, got everything in the world, prestigious parents have crackheads for kids? You can't.
Ding, ding,
you cannot choose what path your kids going after you done all you can. So yeah, I mean, I understand a lot of some situations when kids do act a certain way, it's a reflection on the parents, but it's not always an accurate reflection on the parents. And when I gave you that age range to create a point. If you're judging somebody at 25 based off something that they did when they would say 15, their consequence level on what that it's not even the same. So that's at that point you're saying people don't have the ability and the time, you know, to grow. You're not giving the grace to learn.
People make mistakes. You 100% right, but let me give you this scenario.
When a girl is 15 or a guy is 15, 16, 14 years old, and they in that wild era of their life, and they might, you know, you might be out there doing some wild things, but 16, 17 come around, you like, damn, I'm out here like bad. Let me change myself. Let me be more of a lady. You know, that's not the right thing to do, because for some reason you didn't learn, and now you didn't change and you didn't elevate it, and you don't do those type of things no more. So from something that age to when you a grown adult, you going that far back?
I'm gonna say one thing.
What
to
you stopping at age 12?
I'm gonna say one thing to you. That's the God honest truth, bro. Some mistakes you will never recover from,
and that's true.
But some mistakes people
specifically
will,
like what age
there is no specific age range, bro. You can make a mistake when you 10 years old and murder somebody, bro. There are some mistakes that you can never come back from.
It's some mistakes that you can't come back from, but we're not talking about like jail. We're talking about
relationships. Okay, so let's say you're 16 and you get a train ran on you by a football team. Mm-hmm. There are some mistakes that you can never come back from.
So you saying that woman deserves to never get wife.
I'm not saying that, but maybe that woman deserves a wife that may not be a high value, a husband that may not be the highest value. She doesn't deserve a high value
man because of wow.
That's why I got man. My thing is, Joy, me and you both have been young and we did things. And I think we cause some of these issues with females because we young and we just want to get our thing with. We're trying to use clean words now. So I think sometimes that we cause that, you know, them to be whores or whatever you want to call it, and then we punish them when they get older. And they try to change.
Hey, but hold up. Let me say this, D. You partially right. But ain't no woman got to give up no box she don't want
to
give up.
They ain't got to, but at that age, and you know firsthand, everybody on this call know firsthand, sex is kind of like a drug. Once you try it, it's like, hey.
That's where that parenting come in at. Yo, listen, you could do everything that you want to do, but let me run down the consequences that's going to come with this. You feel me? That's where the parenting comes in at. That's what I just told Nikiva. Yeah, you can go and explore and do this and do that and do John and Henry and Jeremiah and whoever else, knock yourself out. But let me break down the consequences to these actions that you want to perform. And without being a sound parent and giving your child the game of understanding what this type of lifestyle comes with, you ain't doing nothing but failing them. That's it. You right. You 100% right, D. Dudes do out. We be want to smash first and then not ask no questions later. But the bottom line is, because I got two girls now. Yo, if my girls turn out to be whores, bro, that'll be on me. That's on me. And I would have to take responsibility for that. 100%. And I wouldn't try to push it off on nobody else. Because at the point where I see them wanting to go down that lifestyle, real talk, I mean, I might have to disown my own daughters. I ain't gonna lie to you. You think that porn stars' fathers actually still value their daughters? Give me the real, bro. Do you think that like somebody like Mia Khalifa dad still has pride in his daughter? Be honest with me, because reality. She a porn star, bro. You know what I'm saying? But do you think that men can have a solid, sound relationship with their daughters knowing she all over OnlyFans getting dug out
So that changes. I mean, you're not happy with a crush you might not be proud of, but you're telling me that changes the way you're going to love them?
100%.
Oh, wow.
100%. Because first of all, that ain't God-like. Second of all, I got a problem with it because now you basically selling your body for money.
So you don't love your kids no more based off the decisions that they make?
Oh, absolutely not. Asian people disown their kids all the time. Black people need to start doing it too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn, boy, you hell.
Hey, no, yeah. But no, see, bro, because that's the problem with society. We don't have no repercussions for our actions, bro. That's the problem. Oh, we gonna love you anyway. Do whatever you want. It's not a problem. Nah.
Nobody said it's not a problem. Nobody said that you have to be proud. Nobody said that you even gotta. And I literally said the word love. Love is a feeling, not an action. So
man, listen. I might love you, but I don't have to disown you. You can't be around me doing that type of deal. I ain't gonna lie to you. Probably won't talk to you no more. That's on you. And you know what it is? It'll damn near be a reflection of me either failing as a parent or you failing as an adult. Either way it go, bro. I can't sit up here and say that if my daughter or my daughters ever become porn stars, I'm going to feel some kind of way. I'm not going to support them.
I don't know how we got on like being porn stars or dad. I don't know how we got on.
Well, like, if they're being extremely promiscuous.
Dad's love and like what we talking about is like, two different types of things.
So what I'm telling you is, bro, if you got little girls father,
I get your point though. I don't need no more explaining.
Oh, okay.
I really think, man, really us as fathers, we got to have that conversation with our girls. It's different when we was growing up. Our fathers, or mothers probably have the sex conversation. First thing they said, don't do it. But I feel like when you tell a child, don't do something, they want to try it. I think if we sit down and tell these kids and go over, hey, look, this is what sex is about. I want you to wait until you're married. You know, because it's something that you can't stop. I'm going to be honest with you. It's something you can't stop. You can try to stop all day long and clock block and try to stop your daughter or your son from having sex. You can't do it.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
There's
you're
no
right,
way in the world you better do it. But this new generation, this new time, what we can do different is have conversations and talk about it.
But see, you know, bro, my whole thing is, bro, this new generation that I'm seeing, bro, like a lot of younger women think sex is just like this thing that's not going to affect them down the line, bro. Like it's a lot of shorties out here that'll say, I got a train ran on me. Like, admit to it. I was at a party and I was sleeping with this dude and some other dudes came in the room and boom, they was running a train on me. Like, what? Like, what? It's things that should never leave your mouth, you feel me, are now being broadcast on the internet. Like, OnlyFans is a real thing. It's a real place where shorties is really giving up the guts for a dollar or two. You know what I'm saying? Like, men is also, but I guarantee men is not making the amount of money that the most basic OnlyFans girl making.
Are they really giving it up?
Listen, bro.
Or just showing it?
I'm not surprised. I'm not subscribed to any OnlyFans content, but I know some people who are. And I've seen some of the things that people post from the stuff on OnlyFans. Like, bro, it's ridiculous because everybody out here trying to make a dollar and selling your body is not really the way to do it. I've been growing my faith and I've been trying to get way closer to God, bro, because I think times is ending soon. And I think, again, that's diabolical, bro. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people doing it to live these lifestyles, to drive a Benz or to live in a mansion or to do whatever it is that they want to do. But look, bro, ain't nothing wrong with driving a Honda Accord. Ain't nothing wrong with you know what I'm saying, struggling a little bit. That's part of how life works out, bro. That's just the name of the game. So taking a shortcut through life doesn't necessarily mean it's going to bring you long-term benefits. It's just not.
Yeah, you're right, Jordan, about that. Go ahead, Jordan.
Nah, what I was gonna say, it's just not, bro. And I think the stricter that we get in the African American community, and we start telling our kids, yo, the gang violence, the guns, the rapping, the sagging your pants, the selling sex everywhere, as soon as we start telling our kids, yo, this is not okay. This is not how you want to go about doing things. This is what you want to do. Read books, try to learn, try to get advantage, get ahead, learn a skill. You know what I'm saying? Things that are harder to accomplish most of the time are more appreciated. Things that come to you easily, like just naturally easy, like anybody could sell their body on the internet. You feel me? But things that come to you like difficult, you know what I'm saying, that you have to work for, they're appreciated and they're valued more. That's all I'm saying, man. Don't lose your value trying to make a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I think we've been on almost over an hour and a half. We're going to try to wrap this show up. But, Jordan, yeah, man. I know me and you talked about it off air with the changing. I actually downloaded the Holy Bible app. I know I told you that, hey, look, I'm going to start trying to read the Bible more to try to understand some stuff. But I downloaded the app, and the app is kind of cool, man.
I actually literally just bought a Bible from Amazon, y'all. Because I thought about the other day that I did not have a Bible in my house, and I've always had a Bible.
Start reading it, man. I'm telling you, you'll find out a lot of things.
Well, yeah. I didn't get it just to sit it on the shelf, so yeah.
Yeah, hey. I think, man, yeah. And Jordan, when I was talking to y'all, I'd be like, man, it's wild, man. This show have grown a whole lot. And I think all of us, man, just feeding off one another. Because you didn't tell me that you was changing and reading about them and stuff like that. And then you didn't find out until the other night that when you was talking, and hey, look, I'm doing the same thing. So, man, I really think, man, God is behind us on this show, the whole nine, and it's bringing a lot of positive energy.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to stop cursing. I try to pray at least 2 or 3 times a day. I try to say my blessing before I eat. If I got a problem or if I'm going through things, I try to pray about it first. Even when I get angry, bro, I give myself time to actually evaluate why I'm angry and if it's even worth addressing. And if it is worth addressing, I got to address it because God wants you to have the courage to tackle your problems. Like that, like that's just bottom line. But hey, one of the things I wanted to touch on too that I don't think we touched on is Usher was wearing a kilt. I think that men wearing dresses, kilts, whatever you want to call them, is kind of like a demasculinization of our Black community. But we'll talk about that on another show because, it's a lot of famous people, Hollywood actors, that didn't get real famous until they wore a dress on camera. And Cat Williams talk a lot about it. What's that other dude that the man said you look like, D?
I know you're talking about
Corey Holcomb talked a lot about it. And I think it's one of the things that we got to address because our boys, our men, they becoming soft, bro. And it's hard for soft men to protect women. And women need protection. And that's the bottom line.
All right, guys. It's been another episode of the D-Start Show. And we out.
We out.
All right, y'all. Peace.